So much of our world can be explained by iconic duels. We've got good versus evil, right versus wrong. But forget about any other iconic duels you could think of. Assets and bases bring home the bacon. In this video, the first thing we'll do is look at the really essential properties of assets and bases that make them so unique. Then, we'll learn about some common assets and bases. Specifically, we'll cover how to identify and name them. As always, check out the dot points below the video to see what we're addressing from the specifications. So, assets and bases. Let's define them in terms of their tendencies to donate and accept protons. Well, first, acids love throwing hydrogen ions away, so they're known as proton donors. On the other hand, bases often accept the hydrogen ion that's thrown by the acid, so they're known as proton acceptors. Now, these definitions are actually at the core of what we call the Bronsted-Lowry theory of acids and bases, but we'll save the finer details of all that for later. In this video, let's just actually identify and name some common acids and bases. This important terminology will be key to the rest of the topic. When it comes to identifying whether a chemical is an acid or not, it couldn't get much easier. To be able to donate hydrogen ions in the first place, an acid has to contain at least one hydrogen atom. And that hydrogen is usually staring you in the face by sitting at the very beginning of the chemical formula. The most simple acids have hydrogen and one other type of atom in them. HCl is an example of this, and it's one of the most common acids that we deal with. We can tell it's an acid because there's that hydrogen sitting nice and prettily at the front of the chemical formula, the H. Now, it might seem that a decent name for this compound could be hydrogen chloride, but acids are a proud type of chemical. They love to let you know exactly who they are, and so this compound is called something acid.